Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The lame ducks may not prove to be as lame as I thought. President Obama and the Republicans have struck a deal. Bush tax cuts to be extended for 2 years, payroll tax cut of 2%, and unemployment benefits in force for another 13 months. And last but not least, the estate tax, the death tax, that was scheduled to rocket up 55% in January, will go up only 35% with a $5 million exemption. Now, we need to understand this is a deal struck between the president and Republican leadership. It is not a done deal. It must be approved by the Congress, and some members don't like it very much. Some hate it. Liberal Democrats don't want tax cuts extended for the so-called rich, and they are adamantly opposed to the death tax deal. And yet, I think it will pass in the end. No one has much of an appetite for allowing everyone's taxes to shoot up January 1. And on the positive side, this plan should stimulate the economy. On the negative side, it'll cost a lot of money. I expect most Republicans to vote in support, along with some moderate Democrats. If it does pass, the lame ducks will have something to quack about. I think President Obama has earned a compliment for his courage and leadership in standing up against the extreme left. Instead of just waiting for the Congress to try to work out a deal, he has shown some leadership, and that's what presidents need to do. Perhaps a Republican sweep in November election got his attention, and hopefully we can look forward to more bipartisan action. So what's next? The lame duck session may not do much more. They probably will try to pass the U.S.-Russian START treaty, and the rest will be handed over to the new Congress, and that's fine with me. The new Congress will have a very difficult political job. Have you ever tried to shut off a valve of water, gushing water out like a fire hose? You can't turn it off because the valve is all corroded, and it won't turn at all. Well, the next Congress will find it almost impossible to turn the valve and shut off the money gushing out at an alarming rate, and yet they must do it. We'll save that issue for another day. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.